You know, somebody made the remark that all your lyrics are like poetry. And I sort of go along with that. I mean, some of the things you write.
Oh, thanks.
It's much more fun reading that than Edna Vincent Millay, I can tell you.
So. Well, she also wrote dirty poems, though.
Oh, well, see,
that's one thing we have in common.
I didn't put any of those to music.
She just didn't have a rhythm section like we do.
Not like the one you have. Wow. And that tune, Josie, I mean, the intro, I'll just have to take that and copy it down, because that is a tune all in itself. I mean,
oh, thanks.
No, when I'm interested in how does the writing go? Does somebody write something and then the other person says, yeah, that sounds good?
Pretty much, you know, we get together in a room and start playing, and you know, when one of us will have an idea, usually for either melody or lyrics, or sometimes both.
Yeah, that's what I've wondered. And, like some of the songs, it seems like the melody has to kind of wriggle in there sometimes, like the words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the it isn't like a 4/4 time or anything, but it's amazing how everything works. Everything seems to.
Well, I think that's true. I think it is. That's one of the hardest things is to. You have to kind of pry the music open and shove the lyrics in sometimes. You know?
We sort of decided at some point that you know, we were going to try and write these little stories, little short story kind of things for the lyrics for these songs, so as not to have to write the same kind of pop songs over and over again. And you know, sometimes we'll have a great idea for the thing, and then when you sit down to actually do it, there's very few syllables to do it in. So we occasionally end up with some things where there's a lot of words and a few notes. Kind of.
So sometimes we have to sacrifice the linear narrative, you know, just to get the idea. And so sometimes it seems like a story with some pieces missing. No, but
most of our fans have done a sort of analogous thing to their own brains and psyches over the years. So
you mean so that they just absorb the thing the way it is?
Yeah, their receptors have been sculpted, you know.
That's right.
Well, that's the best way if they're listening to your thing. Well, being that you like Duke Ellington so much, it wouldn't be a bad idea if we did a Duke tune together. What do you think?
How about Mood Indigo?
I just happen to love that tune.
Yeah, me too.
So I think it would make a nice duet. And shall I start it?
Go ahead.
Okay.